Parshas Mishpatim, Tavshanayin Hey. So this week, besides being Parshas Mishpatim, is also Parshas Shkolim. And you know, once we hit the Arba Parshias, once we hit Parshas Shkolim, and we start saying Yotzeres by davening, those who are fortunate enough, then you realize that Purim Pesach is right around the corner. Arba Parshias, and then it's Chodesh Nisan, where it's happening very 3 weeks from today is Purim. So you have a lot to accomplish, you have a lot to learn before. In the meantime, it's still going to be approximately 0 degrees outside the Shabbos, so none of us has any thoughts of spring coming in the near future. But as far as the dates are concerned, it's Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Shkolim, and Shabbos Mevorchim, Chodesh Adar. And we're actually going to touch tonight, we're going to touch on a subject that we have actually discussed over the past few years, a number of times, and we did speak about it a little bit last year too. But we're gonna try to expound on it a little bit more, speak about this inyan, very, very important inyan, very important lesson. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, "Va'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem," you should serve Hashem your God. Uveirach es lachmecha v'yesmei mecha, and then that your Hashem will bless es lachmecha, your bread, meimecha, water, v'asiroi simachalom mikirbecha, and I will remove sickness from amongst your midst. That's the translation or free translation of the pasuk. So the Mefarshim asked on this lashon, the pasuk starts off of va'avadatem. We know that in all other places in the Torah, when we have a lashon of va'avadatem, it refers to kiyum ha-mitzvahs. Like we say every day, ula avdoi b'chol avavchem. We say it in the parshiyos of Krishma, ula avdoi b'chol avavchem. And we know that over there, the pasuk is telling us that you should serve Hashem. What does it mean to serve Hashem over there? It means to do the mitzvahs. That's what va'avadatem would normally mean. It's going on the mitzvahs of the Torah. Other times, va'avadatem will refer to tefillah. Like we know, famous Gemara, very beginning of Masechta Tainis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Ezoihi avoida shebelev." What is considered avoida, work, serving of the heart? The Gemara says, "Zu tefillah." Tefillah is considered avoida. So the question is, asked in the Siva Shalom, and other Mefarshim ask it too, excuse me, that we know that in this pasuk that we said, Va'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem, it doesn't mean either one of them. It's not referring to kiyum ha-mitzvos, and it's not referring to tefillah. So what does avoida mean here in the pasuk? Also, we need to understand, what is this bracha in the pasuk of uveirach es lachmecha v'yesmei mecha? That I will bless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I will bless your lachmecha, your bread, v'yesmei mecha, and your water. It seems to be saying that not that Hashem is going to give you a blessing and give you bread and water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, uveirach es lachmecha v'yesmei mecha, it's something that you have already. I'm going to give a blessing to the bread that you have and to the water that you have. Interesting kind of bracha. What is this bracha referring to? What really does it mean? So the Siva Shalom brings an arichas from the Oy of Yisrael, from the Apteruv, he brings. He discusses what it means to be an Oyver Hashem. We use this lashon of avadatem. We use this lashon of avoida. What does it mean to be an Oyver Hashem? Avoida normally means, when you ask what a person, what are you doing when you do avoida? Avoida normally means you're doing work for someone else, right? Someone who's an eved, someone who's doing avoida, he's doing work for someone else. But that we know can really only be said for a basar v'dam. A person, a human being, normally you would be doing the work, so you get someone else to do the avoida for you. Someone else does the avoida for you because you're not doing it now. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Hashem, that doesn't apply. How is it that you're doing the work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It doesn't make sense. What does it mean, doing avodah, avadatem. What does avodah mean when we refer to Hashem? It must be, says in Siva Shalom B'Shem, the Apterov, he says that it must be that avodah for Hashem means to give Hashem pleasure, to give Hashem tainug. That's what the pasuk is telling us. We're telling you that what does it mean to serve Hashem? Serving Hashem means to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure. And how do we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure? How does that work? So he says a very, very interesting thing, Siva Shalom. He says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he always wants to do for every person, for every single person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants to do good for every person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do chesed. He wants to help you. And that's talking about every single human being. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires of us, says in the Siva Shalom, is that the world is set up in a way that it's not for free, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do chesed for us. He wants to do everything good for us, but we need to make a move. We need to do something. The world is set up where it's not just given. We have to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just that it should not be for free. So by doing things for Hashem, by being an Oyver Hashem, which we say now means giving taina, giving pleasure, doing things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we really make HaKadosh Baruch Hu glad. And you know why we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu glad? You know why we make him happy? Because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason to do good, to do something good for us. And that's exactly what he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to always do good for us, and we're helping Hashem out. We're helping Hashem do the will that He wants to do. And that is Va'avadatem in our Pasuk. Serve Hashem. Give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tainig and Nachas Ruach by doing things for Hashem. When you bring Tainig and satisfaction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is called being an Oyver Hashem. Because now Hashem is able to do what He wants to for you. And that's a very interesting thought to always remember. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to do good for us, but He needs us to, so to speak, acknowledge, make the first move, do something for Hashem, and then He's ready to give everything to us. And with this we can understand the Maamar Chazal. Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, very interesting Maamar Chazal, Koshin Mizaynoisov Shel Adam, Kekriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara says that giving sustenance, giving mezoinus, giving parnasa to people is kushin, is, quote, hard to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Kriyas Yamsuf. And you know, when is it difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give parnasa? What does it mean? It's difficult, kushin, it's hard, mezoinusav shel adam, it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give parnasa. You know when it's difficult? It's difficult when we do nothing. When you're not, like we just said, Pshat in the Pasuk, Avadatem, when we're not being Oyver Hashem, when we don't make that first move, when we don't give Tainik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go ahead and give it Bechinam. He has to go ahead and give it to us for nothing, and that is difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara means, that Koshen Mizaynoisav Shel Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf. You know why? By Kriyas Yamsuf, so how do we understand, how is Kriyas Yamsuf difficult? Difficult. What's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to split the water? That's not difficult. Kriyas Yamsuf was difficult because, like we say that in the Pasuk says, and we say in the Haggadah on Pesach night, Va'at Eroim Ve'eria, that Klal Yisrael had no schusim. They were bereft of all schusim. So it was difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to split the Yamsuf because we weren't making any move. We didn't have any schusim. It was in that way it was difficult. The same way, Mizaynoisav Shel Adam says in the Siva Shalom, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give us parnasa. He's ready to take care of every one of us. But you have to give. You have to make the move. You have to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be willing to give tainug, to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it says that the Yamsuf saw, it says, Hayom Rav Hayonois. What does it mean? So we darsha, we make a drasha over there that it saw the Aroinish Shel Yosef. And what was Yosef? Yosef represented Avas Hashem. Yosef represented giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving up from his own tainug, resisting Taivas and Olam Hazeh, and giving it all up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now it's perfect. Hayom ro vayonos, the Yam Suf, what did it see? It saw the Aroinish al Yosef, and then it wasn't Bechinam anymore. And then the Yam Suf was able to split. Hayom ro vayonos. The Siva Shalom tells us that the bracha that we say, Uveiraches lachmecha v'yesmei mecha, is going on what we just spoke about. It's referring to giving Tainuk Takadosh Baruch Hu how? By injecting Kedusha into our life. And giving a Nachas Ruach and a Tainuk Takadosh Baruch Hu how? By giving Kedusha. Because when you do that and you give up on your taivas and things that you want and you give it up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you do not do the things that you want to do always because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to, then you're opening up, says in Siv Shalom, the fountains of bracha, Seifer Ruchnias and Seifer Gashmias. That's the biggest pleasure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're opening up, he says, the Torah is referred to, in different places you see the Torah is referred to, Ki Lekach Toiv, the Torah is referred to as Lechem, and the Torah is referred to by Mayim. And we say in the Pasuk, Uberach es lachmecha v'yesmei mecha, that's what's going to be blessed. He says that's referring to a person. Okay, so we just mentioned how you have Hatzlacha and Gashmias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Panasa. But you know what? It's the secret. It's the secret to Hatzlacha and Ruchnias also. Uveirach es lachmecha v'yesmei mecha. It's saying that we have the Torah already. But you want a bracha in Torah. You want to be able to learn Torah. You want to be able to teach Torah. You want to be able to steig in Torah. Give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'avaretem es Hashem alekeichem. Yeah, uveirach es lachmecha v'yesmei mecha. I'll take the Torah that you've learned and I will build on that. And I'll make it more special for you. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up the floodgates of bracha. When you hold back from indulging in taivas, when you give a tainig, your tanugim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of using it to pleasure yourself, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a bracha in ruchnias and in gashmias. Just want to finish off by saying the end of the pasuk called Amachla Shesamti v'mitzrayim le'yosim alecha. The pasuk says in last week's, right? In this week's parsha says Vasi roisi machalo mikirbecha. Last week's parsha says kol amachal hashasamti mitzrayim. All the sicknesses that we gave in Mitzrayim leyosim alecha. Let me ask you a question, and we've spoken about this in past years. Where do you ever see that there were sicknesses in Mitzrayim? There were makas, there were different things. Sickness, every sickness in Mitzrayim. Look through all the parshas in Torah about Mitzrayim. It doesn't say anything about sicknesses in the Torah. You know, Siva Shalom says, you know what the sickness of Mitzrayim was? Ki ani, like we say in Parshas Boy, ki ani hichbadeti esli boy v'eslev avodav. That they were stubborn. They saw what was going on. They saw what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing to them. They saw what was happening to them. And they were blind. They didn't look. Zokin and Siva Shalom, kol amachal ashasamti v'mitzrayim le'yosim alecha. You know what that's referring to? That every person is susceptible to this kind of machala. Where things are happening, the world is shaking around us. There are so many things happening in the world. There are things happening, unfortunately, so many tragedies and things that are happening in Klal Yisrael, in the world in general. And we look and we're blind. We go on, we wake up the next morning, we go. That's the sickness of Mitzrayim. That's the sickness of Paroi. And that's called a machlash. So the Pasuk says, Vasi roisi machala mikirbecha. That if you notice and you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the koyach to wake up in the morning and wake up and, like we say, smell the coffee. And it's very appropriate here right now. But we HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that we're going to be able to see, open our eyes and see what's going on around us and learn the lessons from what's going around us. And that is the sickness of Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us overcome that. That will be zoicha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will notice that what we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will notice that we're giving our tanugim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should taka bizoicha to the brachas in this pasuk, sai in ruchnias and sai in gashmias.